Hello and welcome to Season 4 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Thing in the Window, written by Anonymous. I'm pretty freaked out. That thing had been there for almost a week. The figure in the window. It looks featureless, only skin on human frame, and it's pressing itself against the glass somehow. I don't know how it got there, and I don't know how to get rid of it. At first I thought it was a prank, a doll or a mannequin that some jerk put there to scare me. But I realized as I walked out of my house to pull away, it wasn't there. I shrugged it off, thinking that it was someone hiding it while I was walking through my window or my door. But I went back in, and I looked out the same window, and it was looking in, staring at me. I walked around my house, yelling for whoever it was to come out, but no one was there. The thing is hairless and naked, and it didn't look like it actually had eyes, or even a face at all, but its head turned towards me when I enter the room. When I sit on my computer, I feel its faceless hatred boring into my neck. But when I turn around, it's innocently turned in a different direction. Finally, on Thursday, I tried to open the window, but it's stuck. I think the thing's hands are keeping it down, but I got a good look at its face. Its eyes and its mouth are behind the skin, pushing outward. It stared at me, smiling. I pulled back a fist and smashed into the glass, determined once and for all to get rid of the glaring monster. I know I'm strong enough. That glass should have cracked, but it didn't. It shuddered under my hand, but it didn't break. And that smile just got wider and wider until I thought its head would break in half. It raised its own hand and bashed the window with its palm. It was mocking me. But I saw the faintest crack begin to appear where it hit it, and I backed away. No way did I want that smile in the same room as me. So I got a roll of duct tape and started covering the window. I couldn't look directly at it. I nearly crapped my pants, just knowing that it was watching me. But I couldn't help it. I took a quick glance at the skin-covered face. A small peek. It was angry. That menacing grin was now a gaping frown full of teeth. The skin had ripped away from its mouth. A menacing rumble started to fill the house, and the hairline crack began to spread like the splintering ice. I pulled down the duct tape. The rumble stopped. The split skin healed over, and it began to smile again. Now it's night, and the noise hasn't started again. There are no sounds, no rumble, no crackling glass. Everything's quiet now. But I can feel its claws gripping the back of my chair. I can hear its skin stretching as it smiles. It's watching me type.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.